Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 338, 58 degrees on this Tuesday, April 28th, 2026. We start to wind the month down. Talking about fixing problems that don't exist. That's what's going on. The mental midgets over at Luzerne County Council voting on an immigration ordinance that fixes a problem that doesn't exist. And this is after, well, first, it's after a council member embellished a story that actually happened to a family member in attempts to slander our ICE agents and what they do for our nation. And then you have an incident where Dixon City illegal immigrant was drugging and sexually abusing, raping a 14-year-old girl in Luzerne County. But yeah, let's protect those people. Let's make it harder for our federal agents to do their job under the law that they've been doing for decades. And that's your Luzerne County Council for you. They plan a vote today to introduce an ordinance that would limit when county employees could cooperate with federal immigration enforcement and request information about citizenship or immigration status. Now, this doesn't affect the district attorney who has an agreement with ICE that's working very well, the 287G agreement that deputizes officers and detectives in his under his charge. So all in all, it really does not do anything but for them to look politically to the people who are progressively leftists who just all of a sudden want something to be angry about, again, for a problem that does not exist in Luzerne County. Now, it will exist because, first of all, now you're forcing immigration officers to do neighborhood enforcement because you're taking it out of controlled environments. You're making it harder for them to do their job. You're being complicit in illegal immigration. Pretty much it. The proposed ordinance also would regulate when county could condition benefits and services based on citizenship and immigration status. Under the proposal, county actions and inquiries regarding immigration status and county cooperation with federal immigration enforcement would be allowed only when required by a court order or by a state and federal or by state and federal law. Well, federal law already exists if you're here illegally, if you've been told to leave the country after your due process. Councilwoman Joanne Brian Smith, proposed the Protect Our Neighbors to Ensure Luzerne County Resources are Utilized for County Business and Safety of County Buildings Ordinance. That's a mouthful, huh? First of all, if you got to make an ordinance that is two sentences long or thereof, you're probably on the wrong side of the ordinance to begin with. The proposed ordinance claims using county resources on federal immigration law runs contrary to the county's values and responsibilities to its residents and asserts the county recognizes the importance of all team members, including immigrant communities, and by that they mean illegal immigrant, for helping our county thrive. Well, I would say that illegal immigrants in your county runs contrary to the values and responsibility to its residents. Its legal residents, be it immigrants or not, if they're here legally. Now, the ordinance must be introduced by a public vote with some support from at least four councils, 11 members, and then it must be approved by a majority at another meeting following the public hearing. Again, this is an answer to a problem that doesn't exist. It's so the progressive members on this committee, on council, can say, look what we did. We're standing up for our immigrant community, but they always leave out the word illegal. And again, does not affect the district attorney's office, does not affect any other independently elected office holder. This is so you pay attention to things and not the real issues in Luzerne County. Again, this is after the fact that a 14-year-old girl was drugged and raped by an illegal immigrant in their county. And this is their priority. Because it checks a box on their political resume if that's their ideology. Sad. Luzerne County, wake up. It's 3:43 here at WILK. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.